when we want to talk about energy value, it is to talk about net energy. So net energy, in short, I would say that net energy is a little bit more complex to understand, to measure, but it is very easy to implement.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
DietForge.ai, AI-powered feed formulation with non-linear ingredient modeling and real-time collaboration. Finally, modern software for modern nutritionists. The Poultry Science Association is dedicated to advancing poultry science worldwide. Learn more at poultryscience.org. Anatox, partnering with the world's food producers to develop and deliver innovative programs to efficiently produce safer food. Kemin invites you to optimize poultry health and nutrition. Dive in at kemin.com/poultry. Fortiva, creating ingredients for impact to support animal resilience and health. Learn more at fortivaimpact.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode. Today I have special guest, Dr. Jean Noblet.
Very pleased to be here.
It's our opportunity to learn today in the podcast. Also, and as we all know, feed cost, the energy cost, is very expensive. It's the most expensive in any kind of poultry or swine diet. So here we're trying to dig a little bit into some concepts and methods or methodologies that Dr. Noblet has been using in his past many years of his career. So Dr. Noblet, if you can tell a little bit about these methods, and I know you said indirect calorimetry, but just kind of can you elaborate that a little bit on the concepts and methods that you use poultry feeds?
Okay, so the concepts for energy evaluation of poultry feeds, and it can be the same for pig feeds and so on, consists in looking at the different ways and different techniques for evaluating the energy in poultry feeds. So we could start from gross energy. I think everybody knows about gross energy. Gross energy is the heat of combustion of an ingredient or a feed. But unfortunately, it means almost nothing for the animal because a large fraction and variable fraction of this gross energy is not usable, is not digested by the animal. So then we move to the so-called DE or digestible energy. But unfortunately for poultry, it's not very easy to measure the DE and separating the feces and the urine. So most of the time, when we look at energy value of poultry feeds, we are concerned with ME or metabolizable energy value of feeds. So what we do usually, we collect, we measure the energy intake and we collect the excreta and we get the so-called apparent ME, which is the difference between the gross energy and the energy of the outputs. Some others and some countries have been concerned with correcting the ME value for, I would say, some endogenous and energy losses, which are not related to the feed, but related to the animal. And they have, these people have proposed the so-called concept of true ME or TME. I must say that this TME concept is much is less used and less and less used, I would say, on a world basis. I think I would say mainly in North America at that time. So clearly another point which is very important when we talk about poultry, and that's, I would say, that's a little bit historical. Most ME values for poultry are corrected for zero nitrogen balance. That has been done for a long time, and it is still done today. But I would say that this situation of zero nitrogen balance is not representative of the energy value of the feeds that are given to fast-growing broilers or lay hens that retain about 50 or 70% of the energy. So we are using a concept that is not at all representative of the actual energy value in the animal. And the consequence of that is that we, by using the AMEN, we penalize the ingredient according to the nitrogen content they have. I think the penalty for moving from AME to AMEN is small for, let's say, cereals or low protein ingredients, but it is much higher. It can be up to 10 or 12 or 15% for high protein ingredients. So we don't get a good hierarchy of the actual energy value of the ingredient. So that means that most feeding tables today are proposing AMEN values for feeds, for ingredients, but that's not nice and good and satisfactory. So that's why a few years ago we proposed to standardize the AME value for nitrogen retention coefficient, which is representative of what occurs in the animal production. And so then we propose the so-called AMES, standardized AME, and that's the first basis for evaluating the energy value on the AME basis, which is better and more representative than the so-called AMEN value. So the other point is afterwards, when we want to talk about energy value, it is to talk about net energy. So net energy, in short, I would say that net energy is a little bit more complex to understand, to measure, but it is very easy to implement. So why is it complex for measuring? It's because we have to deal with the heat production that is associated with the use of AME for meeting the energy requirements for maintenance, for protein gain, for fat gain, for egg energy gain, and so on. And so that's a little bit more complicated, and the measurement is a little bit complex. It takes time, a lot of technicity, a lot of hypotheses, and so on. So measuring net energy is more complicated. So what is important at the end is that the net energy, when it is measured properly, is the combination of the energy, the net energy for maintenance, which is equivalent to the so-called fasting reproduction, plus the amount of energy that is retained in the body or retained in the eggs for poultry. So net energy can be measured as, can be considered as energy for maintenance plus net energy for gain. Net energy for gain can be measured according to different techniques. I have no time to detail all that today, but very briefly, that is detailed in the few review papers I published in mainly in Animal Nutrition in 2022 and 2024, where all these different technical and methodological aspects are presented. So at the end, when we talk about net energy, the objective is to get a net energy prediction of the energy, because net energy is very difficult to measure, so it cannot be done routinely. So that's why we have to rely on equations. And for calculating these equations, you need a lot of measurements on different diets and different ingredients eventually, and afterwards to do a combination of the energy value, of the AME value, plus some chemical indicators, which are combined in regression equations in order to predict the net energy. And so that's the objective of for net energy, is to be able at the research stage to propose a prediction of net energy that is based on criteria which are easily available. I mean the AME content and some chemical indicators. So that are the different steps: gross energy, AME, AMEN, AMES, and then net energy according to equations which are obtained on a large number of diets and under very standardized conditions. So that's roughly what are the different methods for measuring and evaluating the energy of poultry feeds.
Yeah, Gene, can you tell me a little bit about, maybe for the audience, like AMES? I know we do, I have heard AMEN and AMEN and AME, but AMES is something that you brought up, and I think I might have heard one more time only other than you before. Can we refresh that more, like again? Is that commonly available?
It is not commonly available yet. It is not in feeding tables. What feeding tables are proposing are AMEN values. But what we consider is that the nitrogen or the crude protein content in the feed, under most practical conditions, in broilers or in laying hens, about 50 at least, or even I would say 60% of the nitrogen is retained in the body. So then what we propose is to calculate MES as MEN plus a coefficient multiplied by 60% of the nitrogen that is contained in the feed or in the ingredient. Okay. So that takes 1 second to calculate the MES from MEN and CP content or nitrogen content.
Yes.
So that's very easy. The coefficient is available in the literature, and so that can be done immediately. So that's the same procedure has been applied for pigs 30 years ago. And so the objective is not to care too much about this MES, because that's, I would say, we'll see later, that's one step for moving to net energy at the end. But for moving to net energy, you need a representative indicator of the ME value of the feed. And clearly, the MEN value is not at all representative of the feed, because it doesn't correspond to the use of the feed, mainly for nitrogen or protein. But that's the approach.
Ready for more sustainable poultry production? New data suggests that decreasing bacterial loads in feed using Termin 8 supports enteric health, leading to improved performance. Gut health is more than a gut instinct. Learn more today at www.anatox.com.
Yeah, no, thank you. So thinking about a practicality of net energy here, I know you have worked a lot, and there is a system that that's Arkansas data we have in a net energy. So is a system that you have proposed is an agreement or supported by the literature data that we can, as a user or as a other researcher, can we just use those values? How applicable is that? I know we've been talking about this and we've been talking for a longer time, but it's still there are some of these hurdles just before using a GoHang and using a net energy. So what is your suggestion? How common is that? Like, how is that in agreement?
First, I think I should describe a little bit what we have done precisely for proposing a net energy systems for poultry. So I must say that during my retirement, I have had the chance of collaborating with two major groups, one in Australia at the University of New England, another one at the CP company in Thailand. And also, so we did trials over there, and I had a chance of, and also we did some trials in France, and some of the work was also supported by a DCO company. So we played with all these data obtained in Australia, in Thailand, in France, and there are also some data available now in Brazil, but we did not use the Brazilian data. So we, from these measurements, we were able to produce net energy equations on about 50 different diets, so a large number of diets, very variable diets, and that all these studies were done in broilers, I would say that was variable between the studies, between 20 and 35 days or on average. So we have validated also these measurements and the equation we obtained from these measurements in order to be sure about the equations we propose. And so at the end, we propose a few equations, not too many, two or three equations, relating the net energy value of a feed to the ME content of that feed, plus some chemical indicators, and the most significant chemical indicators were crude protein and fat. So we have proposed an equation that is able to predict directly the net energy of any feed. And we have shown from these measurements that the equation is applicable to diets, obviously, because it was obtained on diets, but more importantly, it's also applicable to ingredients. So that's what we have done. And so are these data comparable to what is available in literature? Clearly, the literature is rather poor because there are not many data. But from what we can observe between our data and the literature, there is a fairly good agreement. And especially the literature originating from Brazil, it is not published yet, but we have had contacts. And so there is a fairly good agreement because what between what has been done in Brazil and what we have produced from the combination of our trials in Australia and Thailand and France. So that's the first thing. So you mentioned, as I remember, something about the Arkansas system. So I know this, the Arkansas group, they have produced some data 10 years ago, and they have also produced several abstracts, I think, over the last years. But I must say, I am not fully aware of what they have done because their data are not published. So, but what I can say from the data they have published is that the agreement on the fact on the protein difference and fat difference and so on, we have a good agreement. But what the difference mainly between the Arkansas system and what we propose is the absolute value of net energy, which is different. In other words, the ratio between net energy and AME is much higher in our proposals. And that is in agreement with some other studies as well. The Brazilian studies agree with ours, while the Arkansas data are producing a much lower value. So because I have not all the publications of that or all the details, I cannot see where is the difference. But there is some difference.
And also, it would be very nice, like how we do for apparent metabolizable energy and then AMEN, if the energy would be that easier to apply, to invent or reinvent the wheel in all the labs across, then that would be a different story. But the process itself is a little bit, it's demanding and it's a lot of work, as we all are aware. So I think that might be the one of the reasons of not being able to really validate. I mean, we may not need to validate across the world, but at least inside the North America or North and South America, if we can have just common values there, I think that is more kind of, would be more applicable to all the us as a feed company or a poultry company. Thank you all for who are listening or watching us. We had today our guest, special guest, Dr. Jean Noblet.
Thank you.